This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden drew on his own experiences with grief and loss to comfort families affected by the Florida condo collapse. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden told family members to never give up hope as he related the loss of his own family members years ago during a visit to Surfside. The president says the families had heart-wrenching questions.
Will I be able to recover the body of my son or daughter, my husband, my cousin, my mom and dad? How can I have closure without being able to bury them?
And they were realistic about the chances of finding anyone alive having toured the collapse site.
You see those floors just literally beat cement upon cement upon cement.
He noted the instability of the debris pile makes it treacherous for search teams. It's been 1 week since the 12-story Champlain Tower South building collapsed, leaving dozens still missing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's company and its longtime finance chief were charged Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. Trump Organization attorney Alan Feuerfass had a different take.
I believe the political forces driving today's events are just that.
The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
There is one Republican on this committee.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, as since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot, saying he summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday upheld voting restrictions in Arizona in a decision that could make it harder to challenge other states' voting limits put in place by Republican lawmakers following last year's elections. The 6-3 ruling by the conservative majority court fueled new calls from Democrats to pass federal legislation that would counter the new state laws and make Supreme Court changes that include expanding the 9-justice bench. The court reversed a lower court ruling in deciding that Arizona's regulations on who can return early ballots for another person and for the state's refusal to count ballots cast in the wrong precinct are not racially discriminatory. Police fired tear gas at protesters in Istanbul demonstrating against Turkey's controversial exit on Thursday from a treaty combating femicide and domestic abuse. Though President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insisted it will not be a step backwards for women. Erdogan ended the country's participation in the Council of Europe's Istanbul Convention through a surprise overnight decree in March, prompting condemnation from women's rights groups and Western countries. A court appeal to stop the withdrawal was rejected this week. The leader announced his action plan for combating violence against women Thursday, which includes goals such as reviewing judicial processes, improving protection services, and gathering data on violence. Women, LGBT groups, and allies have been protesting the decision. The number of Americans applying for unemployment aid fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic struck last year, further evidence that the job market and the broader economy are rebounding rapidly from the coronavirus recession.